broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Because the lawyer said it was legal. He said it did not fall within the anti-torture.
Could be a test firing of an intercontinental ballistic missile.
It's just awful. I mean, it's disgusting that would happen.
I think the laws should be passed.
Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast. 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And through the looking glass we go yet again, man. I mean, we just go places other talk shows wish they could. They can't. And they say, you go ahead, Phil. You draw the fire, man. You go ahead. You, we'll see where the, you know, you be the point, man. We'll see where the enemy is. And if they cut you down, baby, then we come walking in over top of you. But we thank you. That's the role we've played for so very long. I know I'm being overly dramatic as I start the show, but what the hell? It's a grabber, ain't it? President Bush faces a new barrage of criticism over waterboarding. Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center is going to be talking with us momentarily about the president, his book tour, his book, and the questions arising over waterboarding. Can your boss get you fired if you criticize him? Can your boss get you fired? Your boss can fire you, but if you criticize your boss on Facebook, is that grounds for firing? We're going to talk about that. Plus, the Pentagon cannot explain if a missile was launched off the coast of Southern California or not. Now, we do know we have Vandenberg Air Force Base up there, and a lot of weird purple lights and things have happened over the years, and especially to my generation, to see purple. Well, in any event, we'll be talking about that. Bobby Dooley and Dean Wheeler are special guests this evening. 877-876-PHIL. And our affiliate spotlight tonight, KBSZ, 1260 AM in Phoenix, Arizona, and WTMA, 1250 AM in Charleston, North Carolina. Is that Charleston, North Carolina, or is that Charleston, South Carolina? Is there a Charleston, North Carolina? Double check that, will you, bud? Because if there is a Charleston, North Carolina, I am one happy man, because I just said that there is. 877-876-PHIL. Don't forget our website is philhenryshow.com. Right now, live streaming video of the show, as well as live streaming audio of the show and podcasts of the show. In fact, we got two brand new classic Phil podcasts that are up on the site right now, and we'll tell you about those a little bit later on in the hour. Dean Wheeler joining us now from the Northern California Holistic Center. In Mill Valley, California, and we're going to talk about President Bush. He's on this book tour, Dean, and he just came out in an interview and defended, as you know, his waterboarding of I guess, terrorists. And some people are taking him to task.
Well, and well, they should, Phil. I know that you and many of your listeners are fans of President Bush's. That is going to have to speak for itself, I guess, as history continues. But and I don't begrudge you your opinions about a very controversial president, but George Bush was eventually replaced by President Barack Obama, who is doing his level best to lift the United States out of this morass of international condemnation and scorn. And right as Barack Obama is beginning to make a significant move, and I think if you're a horse racing fan, Phil, you know that there comes a time when the horse of a thoroughbred race, where the horses go around a track at the racetrack. Have you ever seen that?
I grew up in Arcadia, California.
Oh, the home of Santa Anita.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up right behind Santa Anita. So, yes, I'm familiar with horse racing.
Well, there is a point when the horse, as they say in the business, makes its move. And he digs in and heads down the home stretch. Well, that's what President Obama, I think, is doing now. He's digging in. And
he's digging in and heading down the home stretch after losing so many seats in Congress.
I think that this is exactly when presidents show their strength, though. I think I'm glad you brought that up, because I think this is when a president really shows what he's about, when he is up against it, when he has the Congress and so many people foaming at the mouth. When I think of Barack Obama, I think of a man of great equanimity, a man who is very intelligent and very calm, and he's being faced down by people who are foaming at the mouth almost.
Well, I don't. I, you know, I, at times it seems like that. At times like that, the opposition to President Obama is a little hairy looking. I mean, there are a lot of very angry people. But the fact is, the country is distressed. And I imagine that a president should feel that way, but or a president should expect that. But what do you mean he's going to make his move?
Well, I think he is making his move in the sense that now the president's ability to bring the country together is going to be seen. And right when he's ready to make that move, as we used to say back in the 80s, we would talk about busting a move, as in dancing. Right when the president's about to bust a move, out of the sarcophagus of history comes George Bush talking about how waterboarding was all right, talking about how Kanye West had no right to speak out as a black man.
He never said that he had no right to speak out as a black man.
Well, he did dismiss Kanye West's criticism of racism. It's very hard to, when a black man calls you a racist, there's no guarantee that he's right, but it's just more difficult to argue that down. And
all right, so George Bush has, if I'm listening to what you're saying, Dean, with this new book by the president, what is the name of this book, by the way?
I think it's called Decision Points.
Decision Points, right. With the president's book and the book tour, you're saying he is stealing a little thunder?
He's not so much stealing the thunder of Barack Obama. He is in the midst of rewriting history. So what I think he's doing is, if we could compare Barack Obama's presidency to a transcontinental jet that is flying with some 300 or 400 passengers on board, in many ways, George Bush is a terrorist, and I'm not.
Oh, come on!
No, I'm using that as just. As,
oh, that's a very unfortunate, ridiculous comparison in the days that we live in, Dean. I mean, the president, a terrorist in what way? You're not suggesting he's killing anybody.
Of course I'm not. I'm saying, what does a terrorist do to a transcontinental flight? Well, he aborts the flight, and President Bush, by appearing now, all I'm saying is now. Why couldn't he have waited until after President Obama's presidency was all done? He could have. But he chose to have his book come out now at the midterm elections in the president's first term to tell everyone, I'm George Bush, and look how much better I was as a president.
And, well, do you think that people are...
And I think that people are... going to be influenced by that because they're frightened. The American people are frightened, and when you're frightened, you tend to believe anything that looks as if it's going to give you relief.
And do you really think that the president is saying to people, look at how much better I am? Do you think that's it?
Oh, I, without question.
I mean, I know that we've seen the billboards. I know we've seen a lot of people who, whatever the organization, hey, do you miss me yet? All of that stupid stuff. My opinion, and you tell me whether I'm right or wrong, is the following. If you loved George Bush, you're always going to love him. If you love President Obama, you're always going to love him. And then there's a very, very small school of people like myself who see them as presidents, not just necessarily the men, but as presidents, and they have a very tough job.
Well, I don't think you can. I don't know what that means. You say that you're part of that group?
I think that I am, yeah.
And what is that group again?
People who are not necessarily going to say their politics are wrong, but to see them in a very unique position in history, that of being a president. And so you have to become more pragmatic, you know.
Well, I'm not willing to play that game. I don't think the American people are willing to play that game. Right now we have a president who is trying to do his best to pull this country from the jaws of what was almost an economic disaster. The world was poised on the precipice of depression. President Obama was able to pull us back from that. President Obama is now trying to effect other remedies. And right as he is in the home stretch ready to bust that move, just like any, if you saw that movie, Secretariat, here comes Bush with his book about how waterboarding is something that is should be brought back. And the fear and the absolute fear that puts into the American people, not to mention the fact that that small band of extremists who want to see waterboarding resurrected will take this to mean it's time to begin to campaign on behalf.
So what you're telling me is you're afraid of some reversion to Bush-style politics.
I am afraid of not a reversion. President Obama would never do that. But I'm afraid of the American people saying, there's President Bush. Let's go back to the way that was, because this man, Obama, it scares me, and we want to turn around and go back. That's what the Tea Party people are about. They want to turn around and go back. And if that's a message that I could give to people tonight, I'd say we can't do it. We can't turn around and go back to waterboarding and go back to the horrible abuses, the photographing of men in the prison, naked. We can't do it.
All right, Dean, you don't think you're being overly dramatic?
How am I being overly dramatic?
With the president coming out and doing a book tour here and talking about what it was like being president of the United States, you think he's trying to hijack the Obama presidency?
Without question. Without question. He's putting down Kanye. Well, here's a white man saying that Kanye West is wrong. Yes, he's a president. Here is a man saying that waterboarding was good. Here's a man who we elected Barack Obama to take us into a new time of understanding and cooperation with nations, and Bush is back talking about how he's glad he waterboarded people. He was happy to do it. I think it's terribly destructive.
877-876-PHIL is the number here. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dean Wheeler is talking about George Bush, and we're going to listen to some clips of the president when we come back. George Bush, who is on a new book tour, as you know. The book is called Decision Points. And in the book, he talks about, being happy that he waterboarded people. In the book, he talks about other issues and other decisions that he made that he supports. And he's been taking a lot of heat from a lot of people. And Dean is saying that the president, in coming out with this book and coming out with this book tour, is trying to destroy Barack Obama. He's trying to disrupt Barack Obama's presidency. He's trying to ruin whatever progress Barack Obama is going to make. He's trying to, get America off track. Do you agree with that? 877-876-PHIL. And then we'll listen to a few comments from President Bush, I think, in his interview with Matt Lauer on the Today Show. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, coming right back.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here. Dean Wheeler with us from the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean, I know you're not a George Bush fan. You're not a conservative. You are a progressive. You have suggested that George Bush on this book tour right now is looking to wreck President Obama's presidency. And I've said to you, it looks like it's on its way to being wrecked when you take a look at this midterm.
But I said to you that this is when a strong president asserts himself, and this is when a horse makes, this is when he's making his move. He's about to make a move, and he's going to make a move down the home stretch, and here comes George Bush. And
all right, if we're using the horse racing analogy, what is it that George Bush is, if Barack Obama is Seabiscuit?
Well, that's a little racist, Phil.
What are you talking about? You were using the horse racing analogy.
I meant more that Barack Obama is the jockey. When you say he's a horse, it's very racist because, as you know, the slave traders and those people that dealt with slaves often paraded slaves as if they were horses. So that was very racist.
And no, it wasn't racist. I was taking what...
I think it was very racist.
It was taking what you said. Well, I'm not going to argue the point with you. Who is George Bush then?
Well, if we're using your analogy, George Bush is on the back of Barack Obama, whipping him and beating him and never allowing him to make his move.
All right, let's get rid of the horse racing analogy, because obviously you want to turn that into a racist rant. Okay?
Well, you brought up the horse that Barack Obama was Seabiscuit. And
all right, let's say he's the jockey then. I'm not trying to say anything that's negative to the president. You brought up the horse racing analogy.
I'm saying to you that if Barack Obama, are we agreed that he's the jockey and he's not Seabiscuit with his mouth being pulled open to look at his teeth?
Yes, that's fine.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm fine with that.
Then I would say that President Bush is the jockey next to Barack Obama, and he's taken his whip, and he's beating Barack Obama's horse. That is called a foul. And I believe that President Bush is fouling Barack Obama by coming out and talking on these talk shows and saying to Matt Lauer and everyone, I have a book, and waterboarding, was I like doing it, and look at how President Obama, everyone hates him. And
I don't think the president's done that at all. He's been nothing but very respectful to President Obama. He said he's got enough critics, and I'm not going to be another one.
Well, he has to say that so that he doesn't look as if he is being mean-spirited. But by saying that waterboarding was almost fun...
And he never said that waterboarding was fun. I think that you are doing what a lot of critics of President Bush had to do, and that is make a few things up here, Dean.
I beg your pardon, Phil. I'm not making up anything.
The president never said that waterboarding's fun. He said it was effective. Our number is 877-876-PHIL with Dean Wheeler here from the Northern California Holistic Center. Here is Craig in Naples, Florida. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Craig, with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to call in and just make a response to your guest speaker. I think that his characterization that Bush was glad and happy that he waterboarded is just the most mischaracterization of what I have heard from Bush. And I think it's just unbelievable that people can define these views against all the what's out there.
Right.
I did not get that he's glad or happy.
I think he
whatsoever.
Said he enjoyed the information they got.
I didn't hear him say that he enjoyed the information.
Of course he did. Of course he did. If you're waterboarding an individual to get information, and the CIA brings it to you, you are overjoyed that you've gotten information that you believe, however wrong, will save lives. So George Bush was very happy to know that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed almost died at the hands of... And he did say, he said, damn right to waterboarding.
All right, Craig?
Yeah,
you still there?
What I have gotten from the two Bush interviews that I've seen
he's
is that he's a humble man. To criticize Bush for coming out with a book 2 years later, after the elections, as being some kind of subversion or some kind of tactic. I mean, where do you get this kind of stuff?
Well, sir, I could tell you that when I made my comment just a moment ago, you were very quiet. And I believe it's because I stunned you with my insight.
Actually, what do you mean
I was going through a drive-through. You didn't stun me at all, my friend. I am absolutely amazed at how you can take what I have seen. I see Bush as being humble. Talked about how Obama's got many critics out there, and that he doesn't have any interest in being another critic. And yet, it's still the same Bush bashing. And to say that he was glad, to say, you know, actually... To say that he was glad and happy that he waterboarded, I think is an absolute outright falsehood. And you can say that without blinking an eye?
Look at George Bush. You know there's something going on with him. There's a gleefulness.
No. Just take him for his word. Don't be
filling
in the line.
Yeah. You know, this is a man after 9/11 who shed tears, and he's been mocked for that.
Phil, I don't think. Do you really think George Bush knows how to cry? I don't. I think that George Bush probably learned how to cry just before he went on camera. And
what do you mean, do I think he knows how to cry?
Well, here's a guy that there's something wrong with. His mother showed him a fetus in a jar. Don't you think that would do something to your mind? Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Yeah, maybe it made the man appreciative of his own sanity. I thank you for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. And this gentleman said it very well. Why can't you take him at his word?
There's something about George Bush. Man, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Are you believing George Bush on his current book tour when he says that he doesn't have anything to criticize President Obama about and waterboarding was good? We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on number 877-876-PHIL, talking with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center about the book tour that President Bush is on. Dean, you're into holistic healing and into homeopathy, and so people might wonder, why are we talking to you about political things?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Well, we do believe in a holistic world, which means that everything is connected. And while we do take care of the physical, we also have to take care of the mental, the spiritual, to live in a world that is dominated by personalities who think that waterboarding and war and the militarism of a distant age still applies, and that's the beginning of what we hope will be the millennium of integration, the millennium of solidification, where we see a new man emerge, we think is very backward. And for George Bush to come on the national scene right as President Obama is, as the jockey and not the horse, making that move, because, again, your very racist comment, Phil, I'm not blaming you, but it shows how an underdeveloped and under-evolved personality will immediately go, oh, he's black, I guess he's a horse.
And no, you were the one that brought up the horse racing analogy, sir, and so I automatically began thinking of horses. When you say a horse makes its move, I thought you meant a horse.
No, I was talking about a man, so Obama would be the jockey on the horse.
Okay, so Obama's the jockey on the horse. But what you did say to me during the break was that you consider the burning of President Bush's book to be something that might be of value. And you talk about an old age solution. You talk about something from the medieval past.
No. You've completely destroyed. No, you've turned it into something ugly. You've turned it into something very ugly.
You said that you believe that President Bush's book, it would probably do well if we burned it.
I did, and I'll give you my reasons.
All right.
But you turned it into something very ugly. No, I said that this book reminds people of how evil this country once was. And it reminds people, especially people in Europe, of how regressive and backward we were. If we allow this book to be out there now, people will think that we've returned to that. And I'm saying that I stand against that. And you turned it into something black and ugly, Mr. Hendry. And
what? I can't think of anything that's more ugly than a book burning. I can't think of anything. And you talk about the Nazis. That was their specialty, burning books. And Fahrenheit 451 that Ray Bradbury wrote so eloquently about a future society where books are burned. I mean, this is the symbol of any free man or woman of repression, the burning of books.
It is the symbol only in the case of George Bush's book being burned. I didn't say anyone else's book. I only said his book. And you turn it into something ugly, and you turned it into something just ugly and vicious.
No, sir, I didn't. You did. 877.
No, you did.
No, you did by saying it ought to be burned.
Only that book.
877. Only that book. Okay. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Melissa. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Melissa with Dean Wheeler.
That's what I said.
Okay. First of all, George Bush's book has got nothing to do with Obama's presidency. Okay. And
what?
As far as...
I don't understand how you... But George Bush out there right now talking to the country about how great he was. All he's trying to do, as a jockey might in the home stretch, is take his whip and beat Obama's horse out from under him.
Okay, let's take horse races and all that out of it. We're talking about people.
Yeah, please. Please, yeah.
You know, the fact is you know, George Bush is an American citizen, and now he's able to put his voice out there as a Christian man that's just an American citizen and the hard decisions he had to make. That's all this book is about. And you're trying to make it out to be something a lot more than it really is. As far as waterboarding, I agree with Bush. It wasn't the right thing to do, but it certainly was effective. Because, I'm sorry, the Muslim people
would you want to see your children waterboarded? No, you wouldn't, would you? Would you want to see your newborn infant waterboarded?
Yeah, but the fact is I'm not the enemy, so I don't have to worry about it.
Wait a minute. What do you mean her newborn infant?
I'm just asking her. If she doesn't want to see her newborn infant waterboarded...
What's her newborn infant got to do with it? Her newborn infant hasn't done a thing. We have these guys that are suspects. They are international criminals. They are guys that we, arrested on a field of battle. We didn't bust them in some bar or in some alley or in a car. It wasn't a traffic stop. So we take them to a military brig, put them in front of a military tribunal, interrogate them, yes, using waterboarding...
Well, if you want to see that kind of a world come back, Mr. Hendry, and to this young lady as well, and any newborn infant she has, a wet rag shoved up its nose, okay, great. Yeah.
Well, all I can say is, we got the information that we needed to, move forward with the war that we have. We're trying to take care of the
cost. It was three people, too. Three people were waterboarded that he gave the go-ahead to. Three. And one of them, that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. All three of them scumbags. Let me ask something, Dean. If they ever waterboard Osama bin Laden, are you going to cry?
I beg your pardon?
Will you cry? Will you shed tears if Osama bin Laden is captured and waterboarded?
How dare you ask me?
No, man. Will you cry? And thank you very much, Melissa. Will you shed tears and cry and weep for Osama bin Laden?
I will weep for my country.
No, don't give me that bull crap. Will you feel bad for him?
I will. What do you mean bull crap?
You're the guy that wants to burn books, man. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Joe in Greenville, North Carolina. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead.
Yes, I suggest is just trying to push the liberal agenda. Everyone's always about Bush bash and the economy and what Obama, inherited. But they forget that, the economy's downfall started with Clinton, starting with NAFTA, sending all of our jobs overseas. That started the downfall of this economy.
But how can NAFTA send the jobs overseas when it was the North American Free Trade Act? So it was sending jobs over land. There wasn't any ocean that they had to go over.
What do you mean?
North American free trade.
Right.
So that means Mexico and Canada.
No, that was CAFTA. CAFTA was North America, Mexico, South America. NAFTA was North American free trade, trading with North America, bringing things in and out of the country. We lost furniture jobs here in North Carolina. And then you talk about waterboarding. Wasn't it Thomas Jefferson who stated that the Tree of Liberty needs to be refreshed with blood of patriots and tyrants? Well, I'm all for the blood of tyrants refreshing the Tree of Liberty.
Well, I don't know if what you're saying is true, that Thomas Jefferson wrote that. We have to go back.
Yes, he did, okay.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's being made up on the Internet, especially by Jesse Ventura.
And what do you mean, Jesse Ventura? Thomas Jefferson, what are you talking about?
I mean that Jesse Ventura has made things up and said that Thomas Jefferson said it. And I think that, I'm not saying that this gentleman believes, but this man, Jesse Ventura, was a wrestler, and then he became a governor, and he makes all these claims about Thomas Jefferson said this and that, and he's lying because he wants everyone to think he knows about Thomas Jefferson, and he doesn't. Number two, the waterboarding that George Bush did on Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is neither here nor there. The fact that Bush was happy when he heard about it and couldn't contain his laughter
Well, you're not getting any of this out of the book. You're just making this up because you want Bush to fail with this book tour because you don't want any what you call negativity brought toward the Obama administration, and you're afraid that the president is going to draw attention away from him. Thank you so much, Joe, for your call. Here is Peter in Petaluma, California, on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Peter.
No, I didn't say that at all. I said
I don't know where
President Obama.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Peter.
I don't know where to begin with this guy, Phil. First of all, I will demand an apology from him for calling you a racist. And if he doesn't give you an apology, I wouldn't give this guy any more airtime. How dare he call you a racist for beginning to make an analogy? That's the game that these guys play. They put you on the defensive, calling you a racist. You compared Barack Obama to a horse. My nose, you compared him to a horse. Shame on you.
Did.
Don't play
you
that
called
game.
Him, Mr. Hendry called him a horse. And everyone knows that the slaves had their mouths opened up.
Oh,
and the
cut it out. Don't go any further, Dean, without
oh,
one.
Come
no,
on,
no
Dean.
No one's going to listen to
Look
you.
At, dude, you know, Dean, you were the guy that brought up the horse racing analogy in the first place. You said when the horse makes its move. So I thought that you were making an analogy not just between the president and a horse, maybe the ex-president.
Well, you say that because you have comrades, but if you were with me and my...
Don't even make excuses
for
this guy. He's got no right to make that accusation. He has absolutely no right to make that accusation and put you on the defensive. And shame on him, and I would demand an apology from him for doing that. I had no...
It's fine. I don't need one. He knows. Dean can't... He can't admit he's wrong because that would mean he'd lose credibility.
Let me ask both of you a question.
Sure.
Have you ever seen a black jockey? No. Next point.
Have I ever seen a black jockey?
Yeah.
What in the world are you trying to prove, sir?
My point is this exactly, that when President Bush arrived with this book of his and his ringing the chimes of waterboarding, the evil of the American attack on Iraq, and everything else,
can I tell you something, sir? Let me interrupt you. Can I tell you something?
Ruin.
First of
President
all,
Obama.
I am not in favor of human torture. But if waterboarding is what we had to do to get the information from these guys, I would waterboard them all day long. These are vermin. These are vermin that kill innocent people. And if we can get information from that way, and let me tell you also, I'm not convinced that we can, but if we can get information from that way, then it ought to be done not with smiles. And George Bush never smiled, and he never happily told anyone that waterboarding was done. So stop spreading the falsehoods. I'm not a George
no,
Bush...
I'm just saying that when the president
no,
heard
you're
about
not
the
just
results,
saying anything,
he
sir. You're making
the air.
Things up, and you should not be given the airtime to be.
How
saying,
do you know that?
The word is that the president was laying in bed when they came in and said, "Mr. President, here is what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed gave up," and the president kicked his feet in the air.
The so word would, is
for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, I would do exactly the same thing joyfully.
Oh, look at how the two of you. Think it's
no, 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 no! Don't play that game. Don't you dare play that game of putting people in the little convenient package you want to put them in. You're the one that should be put on the defensive, sir.
And you're the guy that said that Bush's book ought to be burned.
And you are trying to make me into a fascist. I'm not a fascist. In that one case, that book should be burned. In no other cases.
That book should be burned. What a thing that would be in our country, in America, to see a book burning. That would just about pretty much finish us, wouldn't it?
How dare you?
How dare you? How dare you say that we should burn his book, nobody else's book, because you think somehow we're going to get away with that. The photographs of a book burning in America going around the world, that would pretty much just flush our... You talk about flushing our image down the toilet. That would do it.
No worse than what President Bush did.
Can I ask this guy a question, Phil?
What do you want?
I want to know if you saw Barack Obama bow to the King of Saudi Arabia. Did you see that? Yes
that
or no, sir?
It was
just
misinterpreted.
A quick yes or no. Don't blow
it
the
wasn't
aid
a bow.
On me. Give me a quick
it wasn't
yes or
a,
no.
It wasn't a bow. It was not a bow.
Oh,
all.
My God. Let me come over
no,
here.
It
I'll
was
show
not
you a picture
a bow.
Of it 27 times in a row. He bowed down to the
you it's a bow. To you, it's a bow. And let me ask you a question. If I had a photograph, if I had a photograph of you looking to see if your shoes were tied, and someone said, "Look at Peter, he's bowing," And I said, no, he's looking to make sure his shoes are tied.
I'll show
what would you say?
YouTube video.
That's right.
He bowed down.
What are you claiming? What are you claiming? I want to know what, excuse me, Peter, what are you claiming, Dean, the president did?
He was glancing to make sure something below the waist was proper.
Idiotic. That was truly idiotic.
Why? Why do you think that's idiotic? Why couldn't he be looking to make
because
sure that
I
he
saw the picture of exactly what he did on YouTube. Did they make that up? Maybe they doctored the video to make you angry. Is
they
that
could.
Really?
Yes, they could have done that. They do it all the time.
Okay, then
it's
let me ask you another question, sir. Let me ask you another question. Let's make the grand assumption that he did bow to the King of Saudi Arabia. What would you think about that?
He is bowing to the King of Saudi Arabia. Otherwise, you are put into prison. You're not aware of that?
What would you think about
you
that?
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that the President of the United States would be put into prison if he wasn't...
There would be a very great problem.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have any
the
idea what you're talking about, Dean?
We would lose credibility among the Arabians.
What do you mean we'd lose...
Yes.
Are you telling me that if the president didn't bow in front of the Saudi Arabian king, he would be thrown in prison?
You know, Mr. Henry, it shows how I have to walk away from this point.
I will not let you walk away from this point. Do not divert attention.
Do not divert attention from this point. You know why he bowed? Do you know why he bowed? He did bow. And you know why? Because the Saudi Arabians would have executed Americans that they have in prison.
Oh, come on.
Are you telling me that that isn't the case? That's what he saved the lives of God knows how many Americans.
That is
who might
the
have
most...
Been, they would have had their hands cut off.
From?
Their hands would have been cut off.
You don't know that that's the case. All right, Peter, thanks for your call, and we'll be back here with Dean Wheeler. And now we're really off in a fantasy land. You know, I would like to see that videotape of whether Obama bowed or whether he was looking to see if his fly was up. I don't know. 877-876-PHIL on the line with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center on President Bush's book tour and how it is, quote, destroying the Obama administration. Phil Hendry Show.
It's the God. Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, my God.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
About that.
I have Dean Wheeler with me from the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean is a progressive. Dean is not a fan of George Bush and George Bush's new book entitled Decision Points, being promoted by the former president nationally, internationally. He's on a lot of shows. You think that it is a publicity tour that is subverting President Obama's presidency by reminding people of how evil we were, that the former President Bush is gleeful and happy that he waterboarded people and generally reminds people of a time when America wasn't all that great. And I got to tell you, Dean, just for this guy here and some of the people we've been talking to, I'm happy to see President Bush. I sort of miss the guy, to be honest with you. I really do.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Don't act like it's some scary, like I'm the monster in the sci-fi movie. I do miss the guy, to be honest with you. And while he was an unpopular president for a lot of people...
Oh, my... For you to miss this guy...
While he was unpopular with a lot of people, he was popular with this guy here, Hendry. And I don't know of any man who would have been president of the United States at the time that George Bush was president who would have made every move exactly the right way that he should have made it. And all of the hindsight and all of the Monday morning quarterbacking that went into, the epilogue of the Bush presidency, I think was laughable. Laughable to sit there and say, well, here's what I would have done.
Well, Phil, I don't even know where to begin with you.
And to say that that Obama, and I respect President Obama, and I want him to do well, unlike a lot of people. But are you telling me he wasn't bowing?
I'm telling you that President Obama, for the last time, I'm telling you, that President Obama knew that he would intimidate the Saudi king with his size. So he tried to get, what he tried to do was adjust his height the best way he knew how. And in bowing, he was showing the Saudi Arabian king, look, see how small I can get? Because he saw fear in the man's eyes. He saw fear, and he tried to alleviate that fear. And you, what do you want to do? You want to put the man on the rack for that?
So President Obama wasn't bowing. He was saying, look at how small I can get?
He was saying to the Saudi king, don't be frightened. He could see that the man was in stark raving fear of this big, tall buck.
Buck, huh?
I didn't know. I did not say that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Mr. Progressive.
No, I did not. How dare you?
Buck!
I said big, tall, black.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. And it's what you have been putting words, you've been not only putting words in my mouth, you've been shoving words in my mouth, you've been sliding words into my mouth, you have been wedging words into my mouth. You have been forcing my mouth open and saying, take this word.
And I heard you say what you said. 877-876-PHIL. Let me get over to another phone caller here tonight. We have we got a break? Oh, we're all out of time.
Yeah, well, good thing, because I can assure you I'll be on the phone to my lawyer first thing tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
What time does his office open?
9.
Okay.
I mean, no. Let me say that again. You know, you're a bastard.
Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back next hour. We have Vernon, whoever we got. Bobby Dooley.
Phil Hendry.
You got Vernon.